Welcome to the Buckmaster Show on this Wednesday, the 4th of April, 2012. Hope you're having a good day. I am Bill Buckmaster, your host for the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We are Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, simulcasting on KAPR AM 930 in Douglas, serving Cochise County in southeastern Arizona. We live stream the show at buckmastershow.com and at kvoi.com, and there are three places where you can hear this program anywhere, anytime: buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com, and tucsoncitizen.com. We are live Monday through Friday, noon to one. Our lead interview this afternoon is with Congressman Jeff Flake, Republican candidate for the soon-to-be-vacant seat now held by the retiring John Kyle. 20 minutes or so past the hour, we'll talk with the chair of the 2012 fundraiser known as The Event to help the Boys and Girls Clubs of Tucson. 30 minutes past the hour, we will visit with General John Wickham, former Chief of Staff of the U.S. Army and the Buckmaster Show contributor on military and foreign affairs. General Wickham will be commenting on the increase in violence just today, more violence in Afghanistan, claiming three American soldiers. We encourage you to be part of the conversation. You can call us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. You can email questions at buckmastershow.com, or you can use our Buckmaster Show Facebook page to submit your questions. We get things going with Jeff Flake, fifth-generation Arizonan, raised on a ranch in Snowflake, Arizona. Congressman Flake represented and represents the 6th District of Arizona since 2001. He currently serves on the House Committee on Appropriations. Congressman Flake, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Bill.
Tell me about how you would assess where your campaign is right now and what issue seems to be emerging to the forefront.
Well, we feel very good about where we are. As you mentioned, John Kyle decided to retire. He announced that a year ago. So we've been having a campaign going for about a year, along with my day job as a member of Congress. So I don't get out and campaign as much as I'd like to, but we feel we're in a good position right now. As far as the issues, the most important is the condition, our fiscal condition as a government. We, we're borrowing 40 cents on every dollar, have a debt of $16 trillion and a deficit of about $1.3 trillion. You mentioned you'll be talking military issues later in the broadcast. When Bob Gates a few years ago was asked what keeps him up at night, he said the national debt. And I think he recognizes, like all of us do, unless we can get our fiscal situation under control, then the federal government just can't do much.
You voted in favor of Representative Paul Ryan's budget, and the Arizona Democratic Party has issued a couple of news releases this week saying, characterizing your career as one of fringe ideology and saying that you choose extremism over solutions in the budget vote and that you choose extremism over jobs and the welfare of our senior citizens.
Well, yeah, I saw that release. I had to chuckle. This coming from the Democrats, who in the Senate haven't passed a budget in 3 years. 1,075 days, I believe, since we've had a budget out of the Senate, and then they have the gall to criticize the House Republicans for passing a budget that it doesn't balance in a short period of time. I would like to balance a lot sooner, but it does balance, and then that's what we need. And in fact, hearing the president yesterday refer to it as social Darwinism, it made me think, then what is proposing a budget but never balanced? That's a recipe for extinction, it sounds like to me.
We're speaking with Congressman Jeff Flake, and health care is one of your major issues. And again, the Democrats saying that you have voted to end Medicare as we know it. Is that what you're doing?
they make that claim, but the only thing ending Medicare as we know it is arithmetic. We cannot continue with the current system in perpetuity. We know that, and they know that. The Republicans have been responsible and have put forward a plan that protects those who are seniors now or anybody entering their senior years, lets them keep the system they currently have. But for those of us under age 55, it would be a system much like we as members of Congress have, a premium support system. We have to do that, or Medicare will simply go away. So those who are claiming that that Republicans are trying to get rid of Medicare as we know it, the fact that they don't want to change it, that will end Medicare.
And they're also going after you on Social Security.
Oh, you bet. And it's the same thing there. The Social Security is a far easier fix than is Medicare when you look at what's driving our debt and our deficit. But we've got to change Social Security as well. We've got to continue to raise the retirement age beyond what it is currently set to go to. We're talking, between 2026 and beyond that. So this is nothing sudden or whatever. But for those who say that we can continue with the current system when 10,000 baby boomers are retiring every day and entering the system, that we are currently paying more out than we get in. The system has to change, and if we act now, we can do it in a way that protects those who are currently drawing benefits. But for those of us, again, who are my age or younger, then we're going to have a different model, and it's going to be a model that will be better, not worse.
Congressman Jeff Flake is with us on the Buckmaster Show, our lead interview on this Wednesday afternoon. We have a question for you that came in on the Buckmaster Show Facebook page, and this has to do with earmarks. John says you have a reputation as a fighter of earmarks. Do you feel this stance hurts Arizona's ability to obtain much-needed federal funding for projects here in the Grand Canyon State?
No, it helps immensely. Arizona, where most earmarks are in the transportation bill, and Arizona is a donor state. We give a lot more than we get, and that has been allowed to fester for so long because of earmarks, because delegations in donor states have basically sold their state short in order to get earmarks. Now that there are no earmarks, we're in the post era. When we reauthorize the highway bill, Arizona will do far better than the 91 cents on the dollar that we were consigned to before. That will mean tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars more for Arizona under the formula, more of our own money back, because we're in the post-earmark era. So it's actually the reverse. And anybody who defends the practice of earmarking that Congress was at for a couple of decades, that led to the Bridge to Nowhere and the Teapot Museum and everything else, I want to run against those people. I'd love to.
Your primary, you have several opponents in the primary. Over on the Democratic side, Dr. Carmona, the Democrats pretty much now coalescing around him. Does the primary help having competition in a primary, do you think?
Oh, it can. If it's too bloody, certainly, then it doesn't help much. But we feel we're in a good position. I'm feeling the attacks already coming from the Democrats, so I think they know who they're likely to face, and we're ready for that. And like I say, when you look at the issues, when you look at Obamacare and how the Democratic nominee, it looks like it'll be Richard Carmona, will have to defend Obamacare. That's a heavy anchor to drag around this state because that is not popular. It's gonna. If you think our budget problems in this state are deep now, wait until it's fully implemented in 2014.
We're going to be talking about foreign affairs, as you know, with General John Wickham, who contributes to this program every month. Congressman, he's the former chief of staff, as you know, of the U.S. Army, and the situation in Afghanistan gets worse. But I want to ask you about Iran, and if Israel chooses to take action to dismantle perhaps the nuclear weapons capability, what should our stand be at that point?
Well, I hope that before we get to that point, that there's a way out. I hope that Iran comes to its senses and allows inspectors in and deters its own appetite for a weapon. So I hope that we don't come to that. But we have to be prepared to leave all options on the table. And if Israel finds it necessary to go out and try to stem that that program that Iran seems to be bent on, then we're going to need to support our ally.
Are you in favor of keeping a very strong defense budget?
I am. I think that the first and primary role of the federal government is national defense. Now, having said that, anybody who says that we can't undergo any cuts in our national defense isn't looking hard enough. There are areas, and that's why I'm pleased that the armed services have put forward areas where they can cut, and those are undergoing right now. Having said that, the sequester, we Republicans have said that we would rather take that and meet our budget goals by taking from mandatory spending, and so that's what we did in our budget.
A lot of people here in Tucson very tied to the defense industry with Raytheon and, of course, Davis Mountain Air Force Base. What would you do as a U.S. senator to ensure that Davis Mountain remains a very strong component of the Tucson economy?
Well, Arizona is well-positioned, and Davis Mountain is in Tucson. I was just out in Tucson last week, and I'll be there again soon, and I'm going to actually tour the Raytheon facilities. I met with the representatives just recently. They are in a very good position, as is all of Arizona's defense industry, to compete. We have things that other parts of the country just don't have. And if we're allowed to compete freely, and if we deal with the encroachment issues that always come up around our military bases, then we can make sure that the defense industry is strong well into the future.
We're speaking with Congressman Jeff Flake, a candidate U.S. Senate as a Republican in the state of Arizona. We had a representative congressman on the program yesterday from the Border Patrol, and I know you feel very strongly about border security. The Border Patrol says they feel pretty good about the fact that the number of illegal border crossers has diminished significantly, actually, over the last 10 years. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think a lot of that is just a function of the economy. Our economy is down, and so crossings are down. But the increased numbers of Border Patrol agents and the increase in resources has certainly helped in that regard. We're doing better than we have done in the past. Having said that, the nature of crossings has changed quite a bit as well. Far more of those who cross have ties to both human or drug smuggling, and that makes it more violent. And so those who own property near the border, the ranchers or others, are still justifiably concerned about the crossings that are happening. We have a very good situation in the Yuma sector, where we have what everybody considers is operational control. But in the Tucson sector, which is admittedly far tougher terrain, far more difficult, we still have a long way to go. And my frustration with the Obama administration is they spend a lot of time trying to convince people that everything's hunky-dory. If they spend half that time really actually taking measures that would provide better security, we'd all be better off.
Yeah, I think the Border Patrol was saying yesterday in our interview that all but about 50 miles of the Arizona border is not fenced at this point, and that is because of the terrain. Would you be in favor of complete fencing?
Well, there are some areas where the terrain just makes it very difficult, and frankly, in some of those areas, we don't have an issue with crossing. So you fence where it makes sense, you put a wall where it makes sense, you have virtual fence where it makes sense, so it's a combination of things. I believe in the Yuma sector, where we have operational control, very little of that, only about 11 miles, has real fencing, strong fencing, the rest not so much, yet we have good control, so it's other measures. It's swift and sure prosecution. It's of those who cross. It's deportations. It's a lot of things that are rolled up. It's not just a matter of barriers on the border.
Congressman Jeff Flake, thanks for spending some time with us. More information, I guess, at your website, jeffflake.com. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
All right. Yeah. Congressman Jeff Flake, candidate for U.S. Senate, Republican, and we'll be talking about a very big event coming up in our community. That's next on the Wednesday edition of the Buckmaster Show.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Two of the world's largest pharmaceutical giants, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, know where bio works. It works at Innovation Park in Oro Valley, one of the 10 best towns for families, according to Family Circle magazine. Bioscience and bioindustry, working together at Innovation Park with 275 acres of inspiring environment ready for biodevelopment. Learn more about where bio works at innovationparkaz.com. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. I am Bill Buckmaster on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. One of the big charitable events of the year in Southern Arizona is coming up on Sunday, April 22nd. I strongly suggest that you mark your calendar for this event at La Encantada Shopping Center from 6 to 9 p.m. It's the 11th annual fundraiser called The Event, presented by Nova Home Loans. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show live line is Megan Jasper, chair of the 2012 The Event. Megan, how are you today?
I'm fantastic. And yourself?
I'm doing very well and very excited for you and all the folks associated with the event. Tell us a little bit about what makes this event so special.
Absolutely. Well, I think the most important part about the event is it benefits the 8,000 kids that the Boys and Girls Club touches every year in the Tucson community. The thing about the event is we have 50 restaurants and we have 40 wineries, we have 5 live bands, and a huge 2-story martini slide, martini experience, that is just kind of take over La Encantada, and it's a night of fun and dining and libations and dancing, and it's a great evening that just supports the kids of Tucson.
Did you say a 2-story martini slide?
I did. It's the first one.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, we're very excited to introduce. It'll be the first year, and, you know, the gentleman that's building it for us, he says he's never done it before, so we'll see how it goes.
Okay. Well, the important thing, I think, is not only having a good time, but as you say, there are 8,000 at-risk youth that are involved in the Boys and Girls Clubs of Tucson. Where does this money go to help encourage these kids?
One of my favorite statistics that we use is that juvenile crime escalates between 3 and 7 every day because children are left unsupervised. And so the Boys and Girls Club is that safe haven for kids to go to after school when they want to make the right choice. They want to make a smart decision and go somewhere where they have people that will help them with their homework. They have basketball leagues that will keep them off the streets and building camaraderie with their friends. They have programs for leadership. They have technology programs, programs that help them resist alcohol, tobacco, you know, all the different stuff that kids need when they have a choice to make. We hope they make the right choice.
You know, since 1957, the Boys and Girls Clubs of Tucson really have done a great job of helping out young kids. And really, I guess it's for $5 per school year and $5 per summer session, these kids really get a lot of they get a lot out of that small donation.
Yes, we charge $5 per child. However, a lot of the kids that attend the Boys and Girls Club, they can't necessarily afford $5. And so we never turn a child away because they can't afford it or financial reasons. We have opportunities for them to be scholarshiped in. They can do community service work. They can do work around the clubhouse. And they get so much out of it. It costs the Boys and Girls Club about $700 per kid to run the Boys and Girls Club. And we're only looking for $5 from them so that they actually buy in and they're passionately involved.
We're speaking with the chair of the 2012 The Event, Megan Jasper. The event is coming up. That's presented by Nova Home Loans on Sunday, April 22nd at La Encantada at 6 to 9 in the evening. You couldn't make this event possible without a lot of merchants, could you?
Oh, that is so true. We are so grateful for the sponsors that we have, for all the restaurants that are being there, because, you know, all the restaurants are donating their food. They're donating food for over 1,500 people, and it's just incredible. The wineries are donating their wine. Young's Market is providing all the spirits for the martini slide, and we've got some really great vendors and sponsors for this year.
How did you get involved with this event?
You know, I got involved through Gadabout. I do marketing operations here, and Jana Westerbeek is a past president of the Boys and Girls Club, and she took me on a tour, and my heartstrings were touched. I just couldn't turn away from the kids.
And I understand the Boys and Girls Clubs of Tucson now have actually 6 clubhouses in Tucson's highest-stress neighborhoods.
Yes, we do. We have 6 locations that are open daily, Tuesday through Friday from 3 to 8, and then on Saturdays from 10 to 4, just to help provide that safe place for kids to go when you never know what's on the other side of the door.
Megan, where can people get the tickets for the event?
Yeah, theeventtucson.com. So we have our website. Tickets are available there. More information about the Boys and Girls Club can be found at bgctucson.org. That'll also link you to theeventtucson.com.
And buying a ticket, I guess, that includes everything for the evening.
It is all inclusive. All you can eat, all you can drink, all you can dance.
Yeah, no, including a couple of slides down the two-story giant martini.
Yes.
Okay, Megan, thank you so much. Megan Jasper, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Megan Jasper, she is the chair of the 2012 The Event. It really is a great opportunity to help out perhaps as many as 8,000 at-risk youth club members of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Tucson. They really do need help, and especially with summer coming on, something to do for the kids. We continue with the Buckmaster Show as we reach the halfway point. One of our favorite guests, General John Wickham, former Chief of Staff of the U.S. Army. Lots to talk about. That's next as we continue.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The mayor of Forney, Texas, says it's a real blessing that no one was killed in the community by the tornadoes that ripped across parts of the Dallas-Fort Worth area yesterday. The suspect in the shooting deaths of seven people at a small Christian college in Oakland, California, is expected to make a court appearance later in the day. A senior U.S. defense official confirms that all three of the NATO soldiers killed by a suicide bomber today in Afghanistan were Americans. At least seven other people were killed in the attack as well. On Wall Street, heading into the final half hour of today's trading, the key averages are in negative territory, with the Dow down about 112 points at 13,088. The NASDAQ is off 47, the S&P trading 14 points lower. More details at srnnews.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowell and Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. East Fort Lowell and Dodge for Karimi Oriental Rugs and KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including five major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Ever notice how much time you spend just getting where you want to go? Travel hassles, long drives, expensive parking can all ruin your trip and create a miserable experience. Tucson International Airport has the answer. With close, easy parking, quick check-in, a short walk to your gate, and airport amenities that make traveling stress-free and enjoyable. With nonstop destinations and connections around the world for business or for pleasure, fly TucsonAirport.com. It's the way to go.
Augustus Paris Antiques is a very special place for the discriminating antique collector, specializing in one-of-a-kind pieces of 19th century to mid-20th century European antique furniture and objects of art. Owner Roberta Fransheim has a great eye for quality and lasting appeal. Augustus Paris Antiques is located at 2522 East Fort Lowell, just east of the intersection of Fort Lowell and Tucson Boulevard. Augustus Paris Antiques, 289-5181.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members, we reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. I am Bill Buckmaster, your host on AM 1030 KVOI. The Voice was simulcasting out of Douglas, serving all of southeastern Arizona. The news out of Afghanistan continues to get worse. A suicide bomber on a motorcycle killed at least 10 people, including three American soldiers at a park in a relatively peaceful area of northern Afghanistan today. Then yesterday, there was more of this surge in violence. Afghan police, the target this time, nine police killed, the abduction of 11 others across the nation just in the past 2 days. We're going to talk about that and more now with General John Wickham, the Buckmaster Show contributor on military and foreign affairs. General Wickham was U.S. Army Chief of Staff from 1983 to 1987 and Commander-in-Chief of South Korean and U.S. Combined Forces from 1972 to 1982. General Wickham served a total of 41 years in the United States Army. He's now retired in Oro Valley. He joins us now on the Buckmaster Show live line. General Wickham, how are you today?
Well, thank you, Bill. Enjoy being on your program as always.
Well, it is good to talk with you, and we do want to talk about Afghanistan. That was on our agenda for today, and just these developments, General Wickham, over the last 48 hours are very troublesome.
They are troublesome, and there's going to be more of this because the Taliban and the other insurgent elements recognize that we're leaving, and they can accelerate that leaving by attacking NATO forces and attacking Americans. And it's and the more we are removed from cities, Kabul and other places, and out helping Afghan units, that we may become more vulnerable. Our troops may become more vulnerable to some aggravated Afghan policeman or Afghan army person who has come to hate foreigners. And in the dark of the night or whenever, could attack them. So we're going to see more of this going on. And when you think about what's happening around the world and the attitudes of the American people, my guess is the polls indicate over 70% of the American people believe that we should be leaving Afghanistan. We've done our job there. We've gotten Osama bin Laden. The reality is that we want to be sure that Afghanistan does not become a place where other insurgents can attack the United States. So we have some obligation to finish the job of training the Afghan army and the Afghan national police. And we've done a good job so far. It may take another year, and we'll finish the job.
This incident with the Sergeant Bales, General Wickham, his attack on innocent civilians in Afghanistan, does this reflect a serious problem within the military and the practice of these repeated tours of duty? Is this shedding light on a big problem?
Well, I think it sheds light on a serious issue. The main issue you touched on, Bill, is the repetitive tours. Sergeant First Class Bales had spent three tours in Iraq, and now they sent him back for another fourth tour in Afghanistan. And the man had been injured in Iraq twice, I think wounded, and so and the family was upset that he was sent back to Afghanistan. So I don't understand why the Army has done that. The Marine Corps has been sending troops to Iraq, no more, of course, because we're out of Iraq, but they've been sending Marines to Afghanistan and Iraq for only 6 months tours and been able to work it out. Why the Army couldn't work it out at less than 1 year or 14-month tours, I don't understand, because I think probably because when Secretary Rumsfeld tried to do all of this on the cheap. We kept the army small, and the army has not pushed itself to get it made larger so that the tours could be shortened or the rotation could be less. But I think it sheds a bad light on this repetitive tour business, and it also sheds a bad light on the Army's carelessness, maybe is a better word than indifference, towards sending people back into the fight after they've been injured. We should be much more adept at detecting injuries, mental injuries. Apparently, Bales has had an alcohol problem. It's beginning to come to light now, and that an alcohol problem that should have been detected long ago and should have prevented him from being sent.
Well, the Army, I understand, is really about half the size, isn't it, when you were the chief of staff of the U.S. Army?
Exactly, Bill. Half the size. Some of that was necessary to cut back as the Cold War ended. I was chief of staff during the end of the Cold War. So as the Cold War ended, it was natural to cut back on the size of the Army, and President Clinton and others were involved in doing that. But it is smaller, and it is very professional. We probably have the best Army we've ever had in terms of training and combat experience. But it does create problems, particularly for families. And that we've got the highest suicide rate, the highest divorce rate in the Army's history. And we haven't been able to figure out how to tackle that. And here's another area that is beginning to emerge. It troubles me greatly, having commanded the 101st Airborne Division with over 500 helicopters. I'm a big fan of aviation safety. And the safety record in Army aviation now is the worst in its history. Some of this is because we're flying too much, and we're being a little more indifferent towards aviation safety, but also the combat situation we find ourselves in causes some of this.
North Korea has been in the news, as you know, and of course you keep a very close eye on that after all of your experience commanding forces over in South Korea, the ongoing problem with North Korea and their plan to launch a satellite reflects really this erratic behavior, doesn't it?
Well, it's consistent with, you're exactly right, Bill, consistent with North Korean erratic behavior. They propose things, and then they retreat. They'll create an incident, and then they'll retreat. Provocation and retreat. And they're doing the same thing again now, and they will insist, as a sovereign nation, pounding the table, that we have a right to launch a satellite, communication satellite, or whatever. The reality is that they are testing a ballistic missile by doing this, a ballistic missile that they could put a warhead on, nuclear warhead, that could reach the west coast of the United States or close to it. So I think that we have to be sensitive to that. Now, having said all of that, there are some things that are going to be good out of this agreement we had with the North Koreans. The agreement did say that we're going to let North Korea allow UN inspectors to go back into their Yongbyon nuclear reactor. They said they will stop enriching uranium. That's good, and we ought to allow that to continue, that kind of thing. And I think also we ought to allow the food aid that we had promised to go to starving North Koreans in the midst of their winter, rather than just sort of say everything's off because you knuckleheads want to launch a missile into the sky with a ballistic, with a satellite on it.
General John Wickham is with us. We're going to take a break right here and listen to the fine Buckmaster Show sponsors when we come back, talking about nuclear security and Russia, that as we continue with General John Wickham. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan Man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
With 275 acres of stunning environment, Innovation Park in Oro Valley is ready for development. Already, two of the world's largest pharmaceuticals, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, are settled in Innovation Park. Innovation Park, a great place to do business in Oro Valley, named one of the 10 best towns for families by Family Circle magazine. Find out more at innovationparkaz.com. Noble Hops Gastro Pub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than 24 on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Why travel to Paris in search of that special antique when you have Augustus Paris Antiques right here in Tucson? Owner Roberta Fransheim specializes in selecting one-of-a-kind pieces of European antique furniture and objects of art from the 19th century to mid-20th century chic. Augustus Paris Antiques is located at 2522 East Fort Lowell, just east of the intersection of Fort Lowell and Tucson Boulevard. Augustus Paris Antiques, 289-5181.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Support for the Buckmaster Show comes in part from Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. Splendido is a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. And with us on the Buckmaster Show live line, continuing our conversation with former Chief of Staff of the U.S. Army, General John Wickham. General Wickham, only got about 5 minutes left, but I want to talk about nuclear security. Senator Kyle made the point in his Wall Street Journal op-ed piece, I think it was yesterday, that nuclear security should be the top security matter in the country right now.
Yes, actually, you're right, Bill. Senator Kyle and other conservatives are critical of President Obama and the remarks that were alluded to him in the open mic situation when he leaned over to President Medvedev of Russia and told Medvedev that after the election, I'm going to have more flexibility to negotiate on this missile shield that we're trying to put up against Iran and the rogue nations. And the people said, well, golly, that you must trust the Russians more than the American people to do that kind of stuff. And Senator Kyle and others are saying that we shouldn't compromise at all with the Russians on anything. The reality is, Bill, we have to build a relationship with Russia as one of the great nations in the world if we are to have peace and stability in other countries and to work with them towards that. Also, on the missile shield issue that people are so critical about, we have been negotiating with Poland and Czechoslovakia to put up a missile shield against Iran and other rogue nations in the future. And the Russians are paranoid about that. They see that missile shield as directed at Russia. If I were a Russian, I'd feel the same way. And so there is some possibility that missile shield could be put elsewhere. It could be seaborne on ships. It could be located in the Mediterranean area. As a matter of fact, the Russians have offered bases in southern Russia that we could use for a missile shield. We haven't negotiated with them on that, but we could. So I think there's a sound basis from a military standpoint, in my humble opinion, for approaching the Russians to look at alternatives to this missile shield thing that we've been pushing so far in the past few years.
You were chief of staff of the U.S. Army at the end of the Cold War, and I think, General Wickham, that there is a general mistrust still of the Russians in this country.
Oh, there is, no doubt. But look what's happened, Bill, in the way of reducing nuclear weapons. We've negotiated with the Russians from the end of the Cold War down from when the Russians had about 50,000 nuclear weapons, and we had roughly the same. We are down now to about 1,000 each, and we're thinking maybe we can go down to a few hundred each. And so the Russians are negotiating with us in good faith, and I think that we have to trust them. Now, there are issues where we differ a great deal, but we can work our way through diplomatically on those issues.
General Wickham, I wanted to get into the situation in the Middle East, but there were other priorities today. Perhaps we'll address that at another time, but certainly the situation with Syria and Iran is not going away.
Not going away at all, and the Iran issue is increasingly heated, and in my humble opinion, the time is running out about an attack. The Israelis, it's hard for us to understand how paranoid the Israelis are about Iran. But my guess is that they are prepared within the next couple of months to launch a strike against Iran and a great deal of damage, and it could lead to almost another war in the Middle East.
General John Wickham, we want to wish you and your family, your lovely family, a wonderful Easter and Easter season. I hope it's a great weekend for you.
Thank you very much, Bill, and thanks for your kind card you sent.
Oh, you're welcome. And did you do your bike ride yet today?
Yeah, I've been back 10 miles today.
You
Thank
did?
You.
10 miles. All right, great. Have a great Easter week. Thank you, sir.
God bless. Bye.
Okay. Well, 53 on the Buckmaster Show. Mike Fader is with us. Mr. Fader is the general manager of the Tucson Padres. The Padres now getting ready to launch their season. Spring training is over, and now the real fun begins. Mike, how are you?
Hey, Bill, how are you?
Real?
No, I did not ride 10 miles on my bike today.
Do you do any exercise other than going out to the ballpark? And I guess you're constantly in motion.
Let's just say I don't know if I could officially call it exercise, but as much as I move around at the ballpark, I think I get enough exercise.
Mike, how did the spring season go, and what are we looking for tomorrow night?
We had three great games for spring training. Unfortunately, we had one rainout that we moved to a Thursday. But the final game, you know, for the Green Foundation was tremendous. I mean, there was just under 11,000 people. So that was great. But you're right. It's time to turn the page. We put together some fun games. The community enjoyed it. Now it's time for Tucson Padres baseball to start. And like you mentioned, opening night is tomorrow. Game time 7 o'clock against the Fresno Grizzlies. That's the San Francisco Giants Farm Club. And opening night is just a special time because you get excited. You know, you kind of know that the boys are back in town. I think that was a song that came out. And you know, yesterday we had practice, and it looks like you know things are going to be pretty exciting this year.
Couple of quick questions. Thirsty Thursday, I guess, gets underway, right, tomorrow?
Yeah, that's kind of a weird opening night, having Thirsty Thursday and opening night. But that's created the most buzz of anything we've done. And it's not because just of the fact that it's Thirsty Thursday. It's because of the bottoms-up beer taps that we're going to have. The bottoms-up beer taps, the beer is served from the bottom of the cup. There are no handles to pour it, and it pours a perfect 16-ounce beer. So when the gates open at 6 o'clock, instead of beer being a dollar, will be $1.50 because it's going to be a 16-ounce cup instead of a 12. During spring training, we kind of quietly unveiled it. And to have people, the vendor pouring would say, get your miracle beer here. And it almost was comical. But we're the only one of its kind. We're the cutting edge when it comes to Southern Arizona as far as being the only ones to have these bottoms-up beer taps.
So the spillover factor really will be negligible.
Well, it almost non-existent. I mean, there's some at the very beginning of a keg. But when people watch this, they're just going to laugh. I mean, if somebody wants to see it now even, go to Bottoms Up Beer on YouTube, and there's all kinds of posts on there. You can kind of watch it happen.
Mike Fader is with us. He's the general manager of the Padres, Tucson Padres. And, of course, the Padres are the AAA team of the San Diego Padres. So, Mike, talk a little bit about the talent level at the AAA level and how much depends on, I guess, the parent club.
Well, everything depends on the parent club. We just received two players in the final roster for the San Diego Padres. We got Everett Cabrera, an infielder, who was with us part of last season, and Brad Brock, a reliever. They were fighting for two final roster spots for the San Diego Padres as recently as last night. We were just told last night that they're coming down. And a few other players in that same category that spent a lot of time in the Major League Spring Training Camp, Matt Clark, Casey Kelly, who can be one of our starting pitchers, Joe Wieland. So we probably have 5 to 8 guys that you almost have to classify as can't-miss Major League players that are going to start the season in Tucson.
It was a huge season, Mike. Last year, you know, the Padres, the promotion, the buildup, really you didn't have as much time. Now I think a lot of people are going to be looking to see how do the Padres do this year and can Tucson sustain AAA baseball?
Well, that's definitely fair. I mean, at this time last year, I would say the majority of your listeners were saying, who are the Tucson Padres? I mean, they had no idea. And then as the summer went on, things got better. But this is a pivotal year. I mean, we really need to have a good year. And I'm not putting the pressure on the fans. That's on us to come up with enough good promotions and good reasons for people to come out. I personally don't see any scenario that we won't have the team back here next year unless we fall on our face this year, which I don't expect to happen.
I know you want to really point out the drive, the best way to and from Keno. You've talked about it before on this program. A lot of people go what turns out to be kind of the long way, the wrong way. Long, wrong way.
Correct.
Yeah. Tell me.
Long, wrong way would be under the classification of if you're coming from the north or you're coming from I-10 at the west, do not. I underline, do not get off Keno Parkway North. The left turn is a single lane, and the traffic always gets backed up there. So if you're coming on the highway, get off the Benson Highway exit, get off Benson Highway, make the left on Ajo, and it's 3 lanes coming down. That would be number one. Number two, if you're coming from the east or the northeast of Campbell, jump down Palo Verde, take it to Country Club, not Forges, which is the street between the ballpark and the hospital. country club will take you right in the back of the parking lot, you're in. So what we're trying to do is make it as easy as possible for our fans.
Okay, we're going to have to wrap it up. Your website's looking good. You want to plug it here real quickly?
Sure, www.TucsonPadres.com. That will by far have the most current information. That along and the Tucson Padres on Facebook.
Okay, and we are very popular on Facebook, aren't we, Mike? Thanks.
We are very popular. Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, have a great afternoon, Mike. Good luck. Mike Fader with the Tucson Padres, the Buckmaster Show, brought to you in part by our friends at Flowers, Rieger and Associates Certified Public Accountants. We like Mike Flowers and the gang over there at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com. That's going to wrap it up for the Wednesday edition of the Buckmaster Show. Our lead interview tomorrow will be with the Vice Chair of the Pima County Board of Supervisors, Sharon Bronson, will be with me in studio at the top of the show. Have a great afternoon. See you tomorrow.
KVOI Cortero Tucson and 930 KAPR Douglas, The Voice, Good News Radio Network.